Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now,
all right, welcome your host, to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. And now joining us, the head coach of the Rock, or head coach of Glenn Academy, excuse me, Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, man.
How you doing today, coach?
I'm good.
Hot one out there?
Yeah, it was a hot one today. It really was. The first hour of practice, we were forced to stay inside because of the heat index. So that was the first time in 3 years that we've been forced to do that based on the wet bowl.
Wow. So I know it's a little bit different from you being a coach, but how excited are you that football's finally back?
It's good. I mean, it's when this is what you do for a living, and it's a year-round thing where you have to train the kids, you have to be in the weight room with them, you have to monitor their grades, all those things. But really, we're talking about working for 12 to 15 weeks, where you're working for these 12 to 15 weeks. And so when it gets here and you have an opportunity to play somebody, it's exciting, and it's always exciting to kick off a new season and develop a new football team. It's a lot of fun. So, we're excited, looking forward to it, and getting ready to go on Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. So now in your fourth year as the head man at Glenn, how big is it the fact that these guys have been with you since they were freshmen and come up in the program all the way through?
It is good. These guys have dressed out for every game I've ever coached there. And I make a joke all the time that when Hunter Hall graduates, I'm going to resign because he's coached in every game I've played, already played in every game I've coached.
There you go.
But it's a lot of really good kids have played a lot of good football for us, and guys like Kane Cruz and Andrew and Bennett Delaney are some of those guys. They've just been really good players. Marvin Dallas is another kid who's been with us from the get-go. Douglas Mobley. Just a lot of those guys who've kind of been hung around and made themselves good players, and they're going to go out and play their tails off on Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. So going kind of off that, your first year, you guys played Creekside in the playoffs. Kind of go down a little bit, head into halftime. I'm not going to say you give a rousing speech, but you tell these guys this next 24 minutes is what you're going to build your program off of. How far has that program come since then?
When people always ask you, your program is never there. You're never there as a program. You're really always a step away from falling back to the pack. And really, high school football is very different from college and the NFL, where you can draft your players or recruit your players. You pretty much have the kids that you have that live in your zone. We don't get a lot of move-ins at Glenn Academy. So it's one of those things, we have to develop our kids, and we have to rely on the talent that we have in the system.
Right.
But it's one of those things where you have those kids out there, you develop a relationship for 4 years, and you want them ingrained in who they're supposed to be based on what you sold them on about what Glenn Academy football is.
So yeah, absolutely.
It's exciting to see them take the field and kick off this campaign.
Yeah, so kind of going off of that quickly, you guys just finished up camp. What were some of the things that you were trying to accomplish during this summer, installation-wise, and just getting guys into the system?
Well, we have so many young players, and not just young, but we have inexperienced players, and we have so many young players. We're playing, in a lot of ways, we're probably very similar to my first year at Glenn. We're playing a lot of kids who are sophomores. And Friday night we play a couple of freshmen. I mean, there's a good chance that three freshmen will play.
Wow.
Because of injuries. I mean, I think we have a talented team, but we're paper thin. And right now, we've got some injuries that we have some guys that are going to be sitting out on Friday night. So we're going to have to play some young kids. And, so we take the field. We return six starters with this group. And I think, when we take the field on Friday night, there'll be two or three of those six starters won't be with us because of injury. So it's – it's something some young guys are going to have to step up and play ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're listening to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, coming off another deep run in the playoffs, got a new guy under center. How does the offense really change, or does it change with Randon?
Well, I don't think it necessarily changes at all. I think Randon and DJ can do similar things. Different type of player. DJ was a, you know, he was 205 pounds. He's a bigger kid. But Randon might be more sudden than DJ is. And he might be more explosive, which is saying something, because DJ is one of the most explosive kids I've ever coached. Randon's just got a lot of savvy back there at quarterback. He throws the ball so well. I think that's one of the things that really that he brings to the table. We have a chance to really improve our passing game, because he's a very very savvy passer, and that's something I think we can really improve on and look forward to create some big plays for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So Randon Jernigan, kind of a name everybody knows. Who are some of the guys that are kind of flying under the radar this year that everybody's going to know by year's end?
Well, you know, I think, you know, there are quite a few guys. I think Sean Bravo and Marvin Dallas. Marvin Dallas is a kid that's been with us for 4 years, played some wide receiver last year, has been playing corner. You know, he broke his thumb in the scrimmage game, so he's going to be out about 5 weeks, unfortunately. But I think before the end of the year, people are really going to know his name. He's a spectacular athlete. Byron Bacon, who's a sophomore, who's going to play some at safety. Kane Cruz has been playing on the offensive side of the ball and running back. So Byron's been filling over there with Travis Clinch, is another young kid. I think Marlon Taylor is a kid on defensive line. He's got a chance to grow up and be special. And I think we have a lot of really young, special defensive linemen. We're going to start two sophomores on the D-line. Drez Wilcox and James Dial are two kids that are sophomores and have tremendous upside. I think our outside linebackers, I'm really excited by those guys. EJ Thomas and Jamarcus Sims have a chance to be super players over there. Shane Wells on the offensive line is a junior, and he has a chance to really be somebody special. We have a sophomore starting at left tackle, Jordan Swain, who's got a chance to be a really good player. So there's a lot of guys out there, a lot of young guys who are going to take the field for the first time on Friday night, and they're going to have to grow up under the lights.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of going along with that same note, any changes to the coaching staff or anybody new that we brought on this year?
We brought Steve Adley on with us, and I coached against Steve for many years up in Cobb County, and fortunate to get him on the defensive line. He's a very experienced defensive coach and does a great job with those guys up there, and we were excited to hire a coach with his caliber over there to work with our defensive linemen.
All right, and I'm kind of under the impression that the defense might be more fun to watch this year than the offense. Not taking anything away from the offense, but just from the scrimmage against McIntosh and how attacking they were, a lot of explosive plays coming from them.
Well, you know, I think defensively, that's who we want to be. We want to be aggressive on defense. I really like our kids on defense. I think we run around well. We're going to have to, again, we've got a lot of kids who are playing over there for the first time who haven't done it on Friday night. But we have a lot of kids with ability. I think people are going to see them grow up and play ball and just develop in front of their eyes. And, you know, personally, I think we got a chance to be as good as we've ever been on defense with those kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys kind of like Hunter Hall that you mentioned earlier, and EJ Thomas coming down playing safety and also can step up to the line and rush the passer.
Yeah, you know, and I think another kid we haven't mentioned is Cameron McClellan, who's had a great camp, and unfortunately he'll probably be out Friday night. He was stepped on at practice and tore toe up pretty good, and he's got some stitches in his toe. But he's a kid that, man, just had a great summer and has a chance to be a really good football player. I think people are going to be really super surprised at watching him run around and play ball on Fridays.
That's awesome. We got more to come on the Rocky Hidalgo's Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You are proud new home for the Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season? Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228, and let's go, Terriers!
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terrors!
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Herron Document Systems, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. And again, joining me, Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Now, Coach, you guys just got done with your scrimmage against McIntosh. Still working on installing stuff, of course, every week as the season goes on, but any reasoning behind pulling Jernigan from the game, or just a safety thing?
Well, you know, he's been, to be honest, he's been battling a shoulder injury with a torn labrum back there, and we're still really evaluating that. We hope he's ready to go for Friday, but it's one of those things. It's, as a quarterback, you throw the ball. We just really have to see how he's going to be able to perform throughout the year. I love the kid. He's a great player, but we're gonna have to see if he's gonna be able to go in and do the things necessary to play a quarterback. So that was really it. Just give his body time to heal, and get out there and see what he can do.
Yeah. Still, without him in, a dominating performance. What were some of your takeaways from the offense in that game?
I think we did a lot of good things. And then we looked like a team that had six returning starters back too. I mean, I think. That'll probably be something I say repeatedly throughout the first 5 or 6 weeks. But I think our kids went to the right spots. I think we blocked the right people. I think our backs ran hard. I was really pleased with our core young quarterbacks that played well and distributed the ball well. Obviously, our ball security's got to be a little better on the option game and the pitch. But with the things I want to see offensively that we didn't do, we have to finish blocks. We didn't really finish blocks. We were putting people on the back, and we didn't finish plays. And so, that's one of the things I want to see. We pushed our kids this week to finish the play, to play through the whistle. And, they'll as more experience comes, they get more comfortable playing, I think those things will happen.
Yeah, the defensively, mostly a dominating performance, giving up 10 points, but a couple of crazy fluke plays, lob pass, it seemed like it hung in the air for about 10 minutes. It came down on the sideline, but what were your takeaways from the defense?
I think we ran well to the ball early in the game. Later in the game, we got a little tired. The defensive front started to kind of stand up, and we didn't play with a lot of very good technique, as we got a little fatigued. The play that we gave up, the long pass, was, his eyes weren't in the right spot. He should have been looking. He was looking in the backfield instead of looking at the receivers. It shows it on tape. Really good, talented kid. He worked his tail off to recover, just lost track of the receiver back there. So there's a lot of good in what we did, but it's things to work on. We're going to have stuff to work on, and really, to me, it's about practicing. We have to learn to practice with urgency, with a purpose, and with tempo. And once we learn to do that, we'll play with urgency and tempo, and it just comes with time. And when you're running out, sophomores and freshmen, sometimes that's the thing that you have to learn to do. We have to learn how to do things as well as what to do. And, look, we've got a really good coaching staff, and I think we have really talented players. They just haven't done this yet. So there's going to be some adjustment period, but I fully expect for us to go out and and play our tails off and win the game on Friday. And we'll go to work on Sunday, and we'll have things that we got to work on.
Yeah, and you're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, how important is it to get scrimmages like this in before the season starts?
You know, it is, because it gives you kind of a game. And each year is a little different. And people here probably get sick of me, because some years I go in, last year we just handed the ball off. I really wanted to get the scrimmage over with. We had a lot of kids with experience coming back who I didn't feel like needed a scrimmage. I wanted to make sure that they stayed healthy. This year was a little different. So we had a lot of kids that haven't played. So we really played a lot of our ones for three quarters, because we wanted them to play a game and see what it was like to kind of fight through, get tired and fight through. You know, we did some things, and like we called timeouts late in the game and tried to run our two-minute offense. And it wasn't to run the points up on anybody. It was just about trying to replicate what we're going to do in a game. A lot of our kids haven't done that. When you have a lot of returning starters, that's not as big a deal, but it was a big deal on Friday night. We got a lot of good work in, we took a lot of good things away from the game. We got a lot to work on, but, you know, I thought our effort was really good. And, you know, we got to move forward, take some steps, and hopefully get better between last week and this week.
Yeah, it also gave you a good chance to see some of the second and third team guys get a lot of meaningful time to go along with the JV guys as well. What'd you really see out of them?
You know, our twos are really our JV kids, our sophomores. And the fourth quarter was our sophomores and a lot of our freshmen. And I'm really excited by our young kids. Our sophomores and freshmen are the two best classes back-to-back together that I probably ever coached. And we have some really, really talented kids in those classes. And you're going to see those kids play this year. I mean, kids like Caden Hutchinson and Alan Parton and Jawan Floyd is going to start the game for us at corner as a ninth grader because Marvin Dallas is out. And, they're really good players. And they're going to go out and play the game. And I don't have a problem throwing them out there. They're talented kids. We have a really talented group of young players in our freshman and sophomore class. If you're a Glenn Academy fan, you should be excited by the kids we have coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. And with those younger guys, a lot of times it's not really the physicality, but the mental aspect is going faster for them.
It is, and that's the big thing. They have to learn to practice. And coming from middle school to high school, you know, usually that ninth grade year is an adjustment period. And they play JV, and they learn kind of how we want them to practice. They learn how to be coached. Well, if they're playing with us Friday night, they've got to do all of that together. And it's tough. It takes a really special kid to kind of do that. I think we have some kids that, from a mentality standpoint, are special in that class. And there's quite a few guys. T.J. Lewis is a kid that, man, he played quarterback late in the game. And I think anybody who watched him run the football, you got to be excited by the way he ran it. Raekwon Ben is another kid just really explosive back there. Tyler Bacon at running back. I mean, I could go on and on. Trevor Timmons on the offensive line. But I think our sophomore class has those kids as well. I mean, I think we've got a lot of really young kids. And we're playing a lot of young kids because those kids have earned the right to play. And they've beaten kids in front of them, beating them out for spots. It's a good problem to have when you have talented young players. They're going to have to grow up and get ready. But, man, I mean, we've got some kids who can run around and do some things.
Yeah, and that definitely sends a message up to your upperclassmen who are maybe coming in thinking this is my spot coming into this year.
Oh, they better show up to work every day because those kids want to play, and they want to play on Friday night. But look, our kids, all of our kids from 9 to 12, they show up every day and work hard. I'll say this about our kids. We have great kids in the program. I think what we do is important to them. They want to win. And, you know, they're going to go out on Friday night and play their guts out for everybody in red and white. So, I know you can – everybody's going to be proud of them when they show up Friday night because we're going to play our tails off.
All right. And speaking of next Friday night, when we come back, we're going to preview the Benedictine game. But we'll be right back on the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507 and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today and you be the judge.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
See how they play the game. You know, they've been kind of worked out of a wing tee. But the rumblings on the street are they're going to be a little more spread. They're going to try to get the ball out in space to some athletes. They have a really good quarterback who throws the ball really well. Late in the game or late in the season, they relied on him more to pitch it around. So, I mean, they're a very well-coached team. They've got really good kids up front and good skill players. So it'll be challenged defensively to do that. But, you know, I have faith in our kids. I have faith in our coaches. I think we have the best coaching staff anywhere in Southeast Georgia. And I think our coaches will come up with a good game plan. I think they're going to put our kids in a position to win the game. And we're going to have to go out and make a couple plays to walk off with a victory. And I think we will.
Now, being the first game, does that give you a little bit extra time to go ahead and game plan for this one?
Not really. I don't really focus on who we're going to play until the week of the game. And just because we have so many things that we have to do, especially, again, with the team that – with the young kids we have coming, we have to coach, we have to install, and we have to teach them kind of how to do the things we want them to do at practice. And that flows kind of throughout the program. So when our sophomores are playing on Friday nights, that means they're not – that our sophomores aren't in the scout teams, which moves our ninth graders up to scout teams. And so they have to learn to do the scout team. So our look sometimes at practice isn't quite as good as it would have been if our older kids would have done it. So, I mean, it has an impact throughout, just a ripple effect throughout the program. So going in and working on a Benedictine for 3 or 4 weeks, it's not something we can do. We have to coach our kids on what they need to do to show up on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and practice like a Glenn Academy Red Terror.
All right, and we're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, on the offensive side of the ball, first game of the year, big game, everybody's hyped up. How do you keep them focused and just sort of in their lanes moving forward?
The kids have to be mature about that stuff. They have to handle the game, and that comes from them, and it comes from us kind of preparing them mentally to play the game, and we've tried to do that. But there's no substitute for Friday night action. I mean, there's no way you can simulate that except to go play a game. And our kids are going to have to manage that moment. That's a big part of being a good football team and making a deep run in the playoffs. And you talked about the Creekside game from a few years ago. Those kids were really good about handling adversity and handling pressure. And they learned how to do that, and they were just, man, exceptional at it. And these kids are going to have to learn to do that. And some of them have already learned from the group in front of them. And some of them are going to have to learn on the fly. I trust our kids. I trust our coaches. We'll figure all that out and go out and win some football games this year.
Very good. And how big of an advantage is it to have this game at home kind of between the bricks and Glenn County Stadium?
Well, we won't get those officials that we had in Savannah. If that's what you mean. I'm teasing. We just every time we made a play, it seems like you got it called back last year. It was probably really good officiating. My memory's foggy after 12 months. So I don't want to get fined. I don't want to get fined on the pregame show, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't know if they can fine me for being critical of them from last year. I think all those guys were retired from officiating. I like going on the road, and I like playing on the road. My teams probably have a better record on the road at Glenn Academy than I do at home. Our teams have done very well. I like it. You get on the bus, you get away from all the distractions. The kids kind of put their headphones in, they get used to it. So, I mean, playing on the road, I don't care. I love to beat people at their house.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there any advantage on the coach's point of view, just kind of the setup-wise with the guys in the booth and down on the sideline?
Yeah, it's all the same. Feels the same. It's all the same. If anybody tells you there's an advantage to one way or the other, then that's all. There's all mental. That's all mental. You show up and just go. You go play ball. Once that the ball is kicked off, it's all the same.
Yeah, and you kind of alluded to this earlier, but it's not a region game, so a loss week one is obviously not devastating. But how big of a kickstart would it be going into the season to win this
week? We're gonna win. We're gonna win the game. I mean, I go in every game believing we're gonna win, I do. I'm confident in our kids and our coaches. We're gonna show up, play our tails off, and win the game. I don't ever talk about losing. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I don't talk about losing. I don't waste any time on it. I let the other team worry about losing. I don't. So that never fathoms into my thought process. The only thing I think about is winning a game. And I'll be honest with you, there are times when we play a team that is maybe better than us that I come up with a game plan. Our game plan may be very risky. Maybe we risk losing, 42-7 and to have an opportunity to win the game 28-24. But I'm not going into a game to play close and lose. Never in my life. That's not who I am. You can fire me if that's who you want. We're going to go out there and shoot our bullets and try to win. I don't care who it is.
Well, Coach, I can tell you that's not what we want. We want you to keep that same mindset. And we really want to thank you for being on the show with us today. I appreciate it a lot. And thank you for joining us on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's and join us every Tuesday night at 7 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Christian Gokel. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Nailed that one.